I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 329, Finishing Strong. He made an appointment to meet with me at the church. Something was on his mind. He had recently been in the hospital with a serious medical condition that almost took his life, and frankly, someday probably will. What did he want to talk about? He wanted to talk about finishing strong. This podcast is called The Two Greatest Commandments, after the two greatest commandments, which Jesus said are to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. And that's not just for a while, that's all the way to the end. Now, none of us knows the day nor the hour when our ride around the sun will end. But I think we're foolish to deny it or not prepare for it. And part of that preparation is not just making sure that we're included in God's forever family, but also making sure we finish strong in the mission that God's given us while we're here. The brother in my office that day had been in battle in the United States Marines. There were some things that were forever burned into his character and his conduct. Things like loyalty and mission and duty and service to others and integrity. His concern, and I won't go into the specifics here, were centered around who would carry on the mission when he was gone. He wants to use every day to make a difference, and now he knows that difference means teaching and training and modeling and walking alongside others who will serve the Lord in the specific kinds of ministry that he's done for decades. And that got me thinking about all of us. Who are we mentoring? Who are we discipling? Who are we modeling ministry for? The Apostle Paul said to young Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:2, "You have heard me teach things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others." God has blessed you, my friend. He's gifted you and given you opportunities to touch others' lives with His love and good news. And no one can do it or should do it exactly like you do. But others can be trained by you to do what you do in their own way, with the same results of lives being touched with the love of God. Now, don't kid yourself. There are people who are watching you, and they want to see if this Jesus thing is all talk and no walk. And there are people who would love to have you take time for them. Give them some good old-fashioned show and tell about your life and your walk with Jesus. And let that be the seed that grows a new work in them for the glory of God in their own generation. As the song says, "Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful." So here's the great question. Who are you mentoring to carry on the work of the Lord when you're gone? And how's that going? I mean, really. Let's pray this prayer from theangelicpen.com. Dear Lord, thank you so much for the plans that you have designed for our lives. Because you are God, you know everything about us and what you have designed for us on earth to do. Father, we're so honored and humbled that you would choose us to carry out the plans, your plans, in the world. Help us to totally yield ourselves to you, and in doing so, our light will shine brightly in this dark world. Help us to flow with you. Anoint us to give our all to you. Help us to be intentional about how we live each day. Help us alleviate procrastination from our lives so that we can review each day and be able to praise you because we didn't wait until the end of the year to finish strong. We can be pleased to know that we put our best foot forward and say that we finished each day strong. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 330. And in the meantime, I saw a meme on the internet that kind of stopped me in my tracks. It showed boys outside on a nice day, huddled together, laughing and enjoying life. And the meme said, "At some point in your childhood, you and your friends went outside to play together for the last time, and nobody knew it." Wow. There's a lot there, and not just for kids. The last time is coming. And in the meantime, focus on finishing strong. I prayed with my friend that day in my office, and I wondered how long he would be with us. And then as a pastor, I gave thanks for believers like him who unselfishly care about others and even want their work to continue, to bring people to the light and love of God after they're gone. And to do so, They take active, intentional steps now to see that that happens. So my friends, for you and I, may we start thinking about what we can do to finish strong.